Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the measuring stick. Let's go hook him up!
By my co-host Craig. What's going on, Craig?
Greetings and salutations, Edward. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. And we also have our other co-host on the line, Katrera. What's going on, Katrera?
Not too much. Doing okay.
All right, cool. Well, this week in pro wrestling, there have been some really shitty news weeks in pro wrestling. There's been fucked up events that happen in pro wrestling, but I think this week is the week that had the most fucked up stories all in one week than any other wrestling week that I can remember. I mean, we're going to be talking about murderers, rapists, Nazis, wife beaters, idiots who get shot for being stupid. I mean, it was a busy week for being just fucked up.
Who got raped?
Who put rape? I didn't put rape. Racist.
You said raped.
No, I said racist.
You said raped.
Oh, well, my mistake. I meant racist.
I can see the confusion. They start with an R. So.
Oh. Well, anyway, Craig, your thoughts on this? I know you won't say fucked up week in wrestling news, but your thoughts on this? Fracking news of the week?
Well, with pro wrestling, I've seen, well, pretty much everything. It's a messed up business. It's it attracts people that aren't the, how do I say this? It attracts people that aren't emotionally stable in some cases. And all you have to do is go to a wrestling show and look around at the people you're sitting next to, and it's bound to happen, you know. Same, I guess it's kind of the same thing as if you're watching cops, you know. It's just bound to happen.
And can Katrera, your short thoughts on this news week?
Yeah. Not too much out of the ordinary. Maybe one out of the ordinary, but I don't know. I'm not surprised anymore by anything in this business. So.
Right. Well, usually we're talking about one thing a week. You know what I mean? This is like five, six things, you know, basically. And everyone got bigger and bigger, it seemed like, during the week. But
it's the first time somebody shit on a building or something.
No, actually... Oliver Kopp went to Orlando to see TNA, and he was there with the guy who did commentary for OVW, who was from England. And that guy took a piss on the TNA building, the Impact Zone in Orlando. So that's kind of similar. He said it would be rude not to, so he did.
I see.
I forgot what that guy's name, but he did. He pissed on the Impact Zone.
It would be rude not to.
Yeah.
He probably couldn't find the toilet, huh?
But I know Craig likes to actually be the one to read the news. He thinks he has a nice voice or something. So I'll let Craig, do we want to work
on it? Did he mix it with any dairy products? That's what I want to know.
Any dairy products? What are you talking about?
Did he mix his urine with any dairy products? Did nobody read the fucking stories that's in them?
I didn't know you sent me anything.
I didn't get a chance to read them yet.
Nobody read what we're about to talk about. Never mind.
Sorry, I didn't get a chance to read it. I apologize.
Was in the Observer? Nobody read the Observer?
I didn't get a chance to do that either.
Oh. Excuse me.
Yeah. Busy week, Katrera, otherwise. That'd be right there with
you. We'll figure out what your joke was.
You had to have read F4W because that only takes 5 minutes.
I don't read it. Who even reads that besides fixing his mouth?
I read it. Main story these days, but that's about it.
It's basically Cliff Notes to the Observer, so I guess
I read Vinny bitching TV reviews every week. That's about all I want. If he's killed himself yet.
I experience them live, so I really don't mess with it. So, yeah.
But do we want to start with a big story, or do we want to wait and work our way up, or how do we want to do
this? We just start with the biggest one and work our way down, I guess.
Okay.
I will start with this one little bit of wrestling news. I once again am watching the Shine iPay-Per-View live, and once again, it is starting late, and I guess I shouldn't be surprised because it is a promotion full of women.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. Just to let you gentlemen know, I have a hard out at 7 o'clock my time, so got dinner plans. So I will get through these in the next, 53 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
Big story first. The headline just simply reads, Jimmy Snuka charged with murder. Jimmy Snuka has been charged with third-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter for the death of his girlfriend, Nancy Argentina.
Argento?
Yeah.
Argentino? I don't know.
Argentino? Okay. Anyway, it was
I used to think it was like Antonio Rocca's daughter.
It was back in May of 1983. Snuka had wrestled for the WWF on May 10th, 1983, at a taping at the Allentown Fairgrounds. When he got back to his hotel room, he said he found Argentino, let's just call her Nancy, gasping for air and oozing yellow fluid out of her nose and mouth. She died on May 11th, 1983, with the autopsy stating it was due to traumatic brain injuries. She also had a number of cuts and bruises which suggested domestic abuse. The report stated her injuries were consistent with being hit with a stationary object. The forensic pathologist suggested that the case had been investigated as a homicide, but no one ever was charged. Snuka denied he did it and has continued to do so for years. An investigation was reopened last year when the newspaper published an in-depth story on the alleged murder, including running an autopsy of the death, which labeled it as a homicide. Nancy's sister, Lorraine, has for several years led a crusade to get Snuka charged with a crime. Snuka, who is 72 years old and battling stomach cancer, was arrested in his home in New Jersey
it says this morning, but obviously that's not the case, and was arraigned earlier or later in the afternoon. He was sent to county jail after the bail was set at $100,000.
One real coincidence about this, or the night that this happened, this is also the night that Eddie Gilbert had his car wrecked and broke his neck. That kind of changed his wrestling
That's
style.
Right.
And not only that, they were in the same hospital because they made a comment that I don't think they're going to make it, and Eddie thought they were talking about him. He thought he was about to die, but they were actually talking about Nancy. So kind of a weird coincidence that all happened. And if I'm not mistaken, it wouldn't have been a few months earlier where at a Howard Johnson, Jimmy Snuka went crazy on cocaine, was apparently dragging a naked lady by the hair down the hall, and then just wearing a towel beat up a bunch of police officers. And that's just to give you a little state of reference to Snuka's mindset at the time. And honestly, this is going to sound really bad on my part, and honestly, I kind of don't. I think a lot of people are going to admit the same thing now after the fact, but let's be honest. We all know he did it. I knew he did it, honestly. Anyone else?
I don't know anything.
You don't know anything?
No.
I will tell you this. Years ago, when I was still wrestling, I was in a car with another wrestler, and he said that he and Jimmy had been drinking, and that Snuka all but admitted to beating her up. And I'll just leave it at that. And I don't want to get this other young. I don't want to get this other guy in trouble. I don't want to get things blown out of proportion, but that's kind of where it was. So, and the guy that I was riding with just was adamant. He said, I'm like 90% sure. So he never came flat out and said, yes, I did this, but it was very much alluded to.
Was it kind of the beard because, you know, the race may be involved if he said it?
Hmm. It was not Colonel DeBeers. I'll give you that.
No, he didn't like him tight. But he has a grudge.
That's true.
Didn't storyline he broke Smith's leg in three places when he pushed him off the turnbuckle?
I don't know if he did that.
I think that's how they kind of played it off.
Remember they gave him a pile driver and busted him
And when this was going on, Jimmy Snuka was at his peak. He was even, for a while, the top babyface before Hogan got there, after he made the turn and did the splash on Morocco after he had done it to Backlund before. And
he attempted to get Backlund.
This is like Pennsylvania. This is kind of like a second home to WWE. And stuff being swept under the carpet or stuff like that was very common in those days. I mean, just being here in Texas, I mean, Jesus Christ, I don't know how many times Fritz Von Erich swept something under the rug for the boys. Like, Kerry got busted with a suitcase full of pills here, and then you heard about it once, and then they pretty much killed it after that. And so that wasn't very uncommon. And Vince Sr., I'm sure, had a lot of power at the time. Same thing with Vince Jr. And that should just happen. And I guess, people I think a lot of people in their heart knew he did it, but since there was no proof or no trial, it's like, okay, whatever. I kind of know, but I guess he was proved innocent, so I can't really bitch too much about it. But now that's kind of changed. And now everyone is upset about it, but like I say, I pretty much always knew he did it. I mean, it's not a secret that Jimmy Snuka was a major cokehead back in the day. I mean, he got sent to rehab in one of his biggest runs. That's when they brought in the Tonga Kid before he got fat. And
he flaked out there in the mid-'80s, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and he always seemed, even when he was younger, well, he was in his fucking 30s when all this happened, but he always had that thing in his eyes where you thought he could go crazy and kill somebody, you know what I mean? He just always seemed a little unhinged.
I think his story was that they had stopped on the side of the road and she had to go to the bathroom and she fell and hit her head or something. Wasn't that always his story?
Yeah, that was his story.
Yeah.
And then, like, he left her at the hotel, went and did promos, came back, went and did the match later, came back, and then the cops apparently weren't there for a couple hours. If you really want to get all the details, you can listen to Dave and Brian's interview with Irv Munchuk. He's been one of the guys who's been, like, on a vendetta to, like, get this case to open for the past 30-something years. And he told a story that just kind of blew my mind, but then when I think about it, it's just like, of course. And that is, if you've seen the movie Pulp Fiction, there's a part where they call in a guy to be like a cleaner or a cleanup, and it's Harvey Keitel, and he comes and he cleans up everything. Well, basically, Mr. Fuji, we find out why Mr. Fuji kept his job for so long, because Mr. Fuji was the cleaner. Mr. Fuji went, got rid of all the drugs, allegedly, and all the other incriminating evidence, I guess, so to speak, and basically took care of the situation before the cops got there.
Be honest, he probably took the drug and spiked somebody's food with it.
Yeah. Love the wrestling world sometimes.
I wonder if it works every year in the Observer.
And then it's like, you know, I guess you could say justice is finally served after 32 years, but he's, what is he, 72, 79? He's an old man. He's not in the best shape. Supposedly,
he went to the cop with a feeding tube. He had a feeding tube in him when he turned himself in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of hardcore. So, you know, I mean, he's lived a rough life. I guess you could argue whether he's paid enough, but he has had a rough life.
It's just
and,
a shitty situation all around. You know, dude's got cancer and stuff. I mean, I feel sorry for anybody that got cancer. I mean, you know, so.
Yeah, so it's not like he's going to have a great life anyway without going to jail. If he goes to jail, who knows what exactly they're going to do. They could plead bargain something. But, you know, but it's just a sad situation all around. And, I mean, happy for the two sisters. They, you know, they got justice done, I guess, finally. They had won a civil suit, but they never got any money because Snuka said he always never had any money, which is, you think it would be weird because the guy made a lot of money, but I guess he did put a lot of it up his nose. And, you know, they were just a little crazier in the 80s. And so I guess I could kind of see where he's broken, doesn't have any money, and he got the Hulk Hogan treatment, pretty much being wiped for the most part from the website and everything, and suspended from his Legends deal. And it's sucks to be Jimmy Snuka this year.
The thing that kind of bothers me is the fact that the man he's suffering with post-concussion syndrome and things like that, and there's a very good chance that he won't even be coherent enough to actually do any kind of trial or anything like that. And it looks like he's probably going to get off probably scot-free, aside from years and years and years of guilt, I'm sure.
So that whole thing with the protector has been that hard of a gimmick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's not real. Yeah, it's too bad it doesn't work like that, but, you know, what are you going to do? Okay. Well, since we're on this happy subject, let's look at another one. TNA star Bram arrested. Thomas Latimer. Tom, 29, works as Bram with TNA and was suspended on the 31st of this month, last month, the day after his arrest on felony counts of domestic battery by strangulation and false imprisonment. Let me just throw this in there. Wow. Okay. Latimer is... Go ahead.
Did you think as soon as you saw this that the victim was Charlotte?
No.
Well, I knew she had been married to him, but I didn't really think, because I had heard that they had split up a while back, so.
Yeah, I kind of like, that's the first thing that popped in my head, but then I was like, wait a minute, they'd be saying it was Charlotte if it was Charlotte, you know what I mean? But that was like the first thing that popped in my head.
Yeah.
But do you have more details, Craig?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Latimer is the former husband of Ashley Flair, who is, of course, Charlotte in the WWE. Flair was not involved with the incident. The two split up earlier this year, and according to a family source, they are officially divorced. The alleged incident was listed by police as having taken at 6 a.m. on the 30th of last month at an apartment. I love how they leave the address at 3205 58th Street South in Gulfport, Florida, excuse me, that Latimer and his girlfriend Ashley Allen were living in. The arrest took place after officers responded to a call about a disturbance. When they arrived, they encountered Latimer and a woman who identified herself as his girlfriend. Latimer and Allen have had photos of each other together all over social media, dating back to a few months ago to where Latimer and Flair split up. So they've had photos since then. Online. According to a release by the Gulfport Police Department, the officers observe evidence of a physical altercation, and their investigation revealed that after the couple had been arguing, the woman felt threatened and sought refuge in a bedroom. The release also stated that Latimer followed her into the bedroom, closed the door, and refused to let her leave. He then pushed the woman onto the bed and was holding her down by the throat. Latimer was being held in a Pinellas County Jail and was released on the 1st on a $6,000 bond. Real piece of work, this guy.
Do you remember when he got, like, re-signed three times in a day or a week or something?
Yeah.
And then it seemed like every day after that, somebody would retweet that. So it's like, I don't know, there was like a malfunction in the TNA Twitter where they had to keep announcing the re-signing of Bram. But
was that when people were leaving, and I think they were kept saying he was re-signing, so people wouldn't think, you know, that something's wrong with the promotion?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But he was let go pretty much, if I'm not mistaken, for some other incidents that were, I guess, they included violence or something like that.
I think
he's
involved in assaulting the police or something.
Yeah. So there's a pattern with him. He's just, let's be honest, he's probably roid raging. He is a big dude. You know, I don't know what TNA tests is, as far as stuff like that, but to me, it just seems like a pattern, and I think this is something that if he stays in the wrestling business, we'll be hearing about this sort of thing again. And over and over, the dude needs some help. He's a young dude. I mean, he maybe can recover from this, but you know, if TNA goes under, who's going to want to touch him? And TNA got rid of him, didn't they? Or they suspended him?
Where did the TNA suspend him from? Are they running shows? I mean,
I think they got some house shows actually scheduled coming up here very soon.
Okay. Yeah. One of these suspensions that you're off TV, but you're not, you've done your tapings so far in advance, so when you come back for more tapings, the suspension will be over, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
Can I just say something? Because I'm, like, obsessed with this thread on the board, the TNA Asylum Love thread. Have you been in there? You ever go in there and read that? I'm going to report on all the weirdos and on the TNA fan sites. I just want to, just like one of the people over the post over there about this Bram thing. Here's what they said. For educational purposes, to those complaining about Bram being violent in real life, he's a professional wrestler, so this is nothing new. Bruiser Brody, Pete the Bruiser, the Road Warriors, Terry, Bam Bam, Gordy, Santa Hansen, and hundreds more pro wrestlers have been violent outside of the workplace. This is normal. Unfortunately, we live in a soft cream puff world now, and Bram would have never been suspended for this arrest. It's sad that TNA would possibly get rid of their best young talent because some fans can't stomach a little real-life violence. That's a good way to...
Wow.
How do you justify something like that? That's the stupidest thing I've ever read.
Did you see
a video of Bruiser Brody chasing the Japs in Japan with his chain or something? That's what the outside of the ring violence is. And it's, I don't know. I shouldn't say Japanese, but I'm just, you know, how they would have said it back to him.
I gotcha.
Some of those TNA fans, they will defend anything. They got one of the most hardest, most delusional fan bases out there. But, like I said, hopefully this guy can recover and it doesn't, like I said, become a pattern and you were reading about him kicking some of the girls' ass in the near future. And happy for Charlotte for getting away from that, because it seems like maybe if she hadn't, this was probably might have happened to her. You know what I mean? So that's, I guess, good. But, that's just a fucked up. Dude's a fucked up asshole.
Well, Dick the Bruiser, he was probably fouling outside the ring because dudes were coming after him with a knife in Milwaukee or something, you know?
Yeah.
Of course he's fouling outside the ring. Smacking around a fan or something. I think it's different than, like, holding a woman against her will. I don't know. That's just stupid. Just fine shit like that. Almost. Feel dumb for reading it. Anyway.
It sucks because that cat is a really good wrestler. And he's pretty believable. And he doesn't insult my intelligence when I watch him work. He's got his stuff together. Except he doesn't. It's so frustrating when people are their own worst enemy, and the guy, he's not going to be able to work in the States for a long time. He's going to have to go under a hood or find some kind of gimmick to disguise himself, you know, something. It's sucks because he did it to himself.
Well, as long as people like War Machine are out there, you're not the worst person in the fucking world doing this stuff.
That's very true. That's very true. Okay, where do we go to next?
Let's do the Nazi.
Let's do the Nazi, he says.
Yes, that sounds like some kind of diminished form. Let's do the Nazi.
It's all the crazy. It's all those crazy German kids and their dance craze. Anyway. Okay. This is an announcement directly from WWE. WWE released. Okay, is it Sarah or is it Zara? What is it?
I would say Zara.
Okay. Zara Shriver. Let's call her Zara. Due to inappropriate and offensive remarks she made when they were recently brought to our attention, Shriver, who just this past weekend debuted on an NXT house show as the valet for Solomon Crowe, was the talk of social media all weekend after Instagram photos and comments as well as tweets from prior to her WWE signing were brought to light. The material showcased and featured insulting comments about African-American parents, Disney having an African-American princess in their animated film, The Princess and the Frog, images using swastikas, and even an image of a My Little Pony dressed as Adolf Hitler. Yes, a My Little Pony with a little tiny stash and a swastika. Once that material came to light, it was only a matter of time before the company cut her loose. Schreiber signed with WWE in October of 2014, and she has never made her official NXT debut. Of course, if you saw any of the Seth Rollins photos, you've seen more of her than anybody else has.
Well, she did debut kind of as Seth's girlfriend on NXT TakeOver.
Yes.
On Saturday. And this girl, is
very
just, it seems like she's nothing but trouble because...
Oh, yeah.
The first time, other than when she like got signed, because I remember when she got signed, people were bringing up, oh, they signed the tattoo girl. She's covered in tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time that I guess the mass public saw her would have been when Raw was on one night and Seth Rollins was in the ring. And the next thing you know, on Seth Rollins' Twitter, he posts a topless photo of Zahara, whatever her name is. I'll call her Z.
Mm-hmm.
Posted a topless photo of Z, and then he posted a full photo of himself standing with a very erect penis. And that made the round right when he was on doing an interview on Raw. And that's the first time people got to see that. Basically what happened is Seth was engaged, and he went and he cheated on his wife or fiance with Z, and she found out about it, and she hacked his phone. And she waited to the perfect time, and then he got the embarrassment of a lifetime when him and his member were shown all over Twitter. And it was up for a while before they finally took it down. And that was the first time making a noise.
What was
so
up for a while? The penis photo.
I remember when that happened. Like, everyone was talking about Seth and this and that, but I didn't know what the fuck was going on. So... I actually figured, okay, Robert has to know what's going on. So I DM'd Robert what's going on. He's like, well, he's kind of, first he gives me like a smart-ass answer, like, I should know. And I'm like, I just woke up, got on Twitter. Tell me what the hell's going on. And he could have sent me a photo of her topless, but no. I open up my Twitter DM, and there's Seth Rollins and his fucking dick sticking out. And I was like, oh, God. And, yeah, that was my introduction to that whole assorted affair. And
to be completely fair, To be completely fair, he does have a nice penis. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah. And
hey, I can appreciate
He didn't get punished, but I'm sure they still fuck with him about that. But basically, when this news story came, is somebody had a link to her Instagram and clicked on it, and then there's a photo of her wall of a picture, and it's got a swastika. And, I understand that there's different meanings for the swastika, and they're not all bad, really. But one of the meanings trumps all the other meanings, and you have to expect people are going to think that. I mean, maybe it's what she had it up there for a totally different reason. But even if she didn't, which I don't believe, because if you listen to her comments, she kind of comes off as a racist, and... you know, so it's like people see a swastika, they're going to think one thing, fucking Nazis. It's going to pop in everyone's brain. It's going to overtake everything, whatever it means in any other culture or whatever. It's a fucking bad symbol. Everyone knows it's a bad symbol. Everyone should know not to fucking display that, especially on your social media when you're trying to be famous or whatever. So it's like, I think she almost got away with it because I don't think at the first day it had really broke a lot of news. Because they waited a day before they finally fired her, and I think when it finally caught on and went viral, that's when they were like, oh, fuck, sorry, Seth, but we got to fire your girl.
Yeah, and you know, like, he's even going to pull, like, a law or anything. He's a fucking world champion. Well, you shouldn't have done it. So,
yeah.
You get called.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks with social media. You can't hide from your past anymore. And, She should have been more careful. Shouldn't have done it in the first place. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I mean, it just, this is a no-duh thing, you know? Like,
I'm not
going to
go on a Twitter with a picture of the rebel flag and talk about how it represents the fucking General Lee, you know, how solid it's from,
yeah,
from the past, what it means now. So.
Yeah. Like a few months ago, something like similar kind of happened with Havoc, where people went back on her Twitter and found some stuff. And she shouldn't have said what she said, but I kind of can give her some slack because the conversation she's having is with a very close friend who is black, so they're just jabbing at each other, not thinking that everyone else can see it, which was still stupid, but she shouldn't have said it. But I can cut her some slack. This, when you put up a picture of a freaking swastika, you're white and you're all tatted up and you're already known to be fucking racist in a lot of ways. It's like you're basically telling everyone you're racist, that, you know, white power. It's like, to me, there's no defending that one because that's just straight out putting it in your face. You know what I mean? Just to be a bitch about it. You know what I mean?
Well, there's always a place for her in TNA production. So, with the Harris twins. If she can work there, I guess. I don't know. Maybe they need a female racist to come and intimidate the female production staff, and while the nurses, you know, intimidate the male production staff from getting their checks late.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, real quick on Seth Rollins, I tweeted a picture of a character from Marvel Comics, and remember when Seth came out on SummerSlam with his all, was it basically everyone said his white Power Ranger outfit?
Mm-hmm.
I think she was getting to him and was kind of slowly making him a Nazi also, because there's a character who was called the Grand Director, who was actually for a short time a replacement Captain America, and then he went bad. And basically his suit was all white, with just on one armband with, like, the Nazi flag. But if you were, like, to put Seth, a picture of Seth in his white outfit next to the picture of the Grand Director, all Seth needs is the hood and its exact costume almost. And I think that was her idea. She wanted him to look like the Grand Director and shit.
Hmm.
It's funny every season.
Interesting. Okay, let's talk about this nutcase. Actually, they've all been nutcases. What am I talking about? Okay, so we had a shooting at the WWE Performance Center. An obsessive wrestling fan who had been arrested twice previous month at the WWE Performance Center in Orlando trying to meet Amy Lita Dumas at the Performance Center was shot in the parking lot facility on the 31st after local deputies attempted to arrest him. Armando Montalavo. So anyway, Armando, 29, showed up about 1:30 p.m. and was not allowed into the facility. Performance Center staff members believed he was carrying a knife and they called deputies who were in the area. Deputies were well familiar with Armando, not just for his arrests and problems caused at the Performance Center this summer, but also for a significant criminal past. Corporal Stephen Wall and Deputy Dave Richardson showed up and drew guns in an attempt to arrest him. Armando allegedly charged at Wall, who kept backing up from him before firing a shot into his body. Armando was taken to the Orlando Regional Medical Center with life-threatening injuries. Orange County Sheriff Deputy Jeremy Demings at a press conference said that Armando had been fixated on a female wrestler who he did not know the name. The WWE staff had contacted the sheriff's deputies to hire extra deputies to work there off-duty due to the problems that Armando had caused, but nobody was working there at the time of the incident. The WWE has filed a restraining order against Armando on the 14th of last month, which claims they were for reasons that were not entirely clear to the plaintiff. Defendant was made WWE the focus of the defendant's unhealthy and dangerous obsession. The WWE said that Armando had trespassed on their property and had purposely vandalized the facility with his own excrement and terrorized employees with verbal threats of harm by threatening the use of deadly weapons. The company claimed that Armando had done about $5,000 worth of damage to the facility. Armando had been sent and served the restraining order. Deputies tried to serve his mother, but she refused it. Whole family's piece of work. Armando, whose social media accounts showed evidence of him being obsessed with AJ Lee sometime back, had apparently become obsessed with Lita, who had been at the performance center regularly the past 3 months as a coach on Tough Enough. With the season over, Dumas was not at the facility when Armando showed up on the 31st. On the 4th of last month...
So he's not only crazy, he's stupid.
Right. On the 4th of last month, Armando showed up waving a chain and causing damage to the structure of a building. Police showed up and arrested him at gunpoint on that one, and he also had a chair, a binoculars, a whiteboard in his car with a big lettering that read, "I, Lita, I love you." At another point, he came to the performance center and dumped his own feces and urine on the building, and even posted a video of him mixing his feces with low-fat milk in a bucket before bringing it to the building. There's a joke.
Yeah,
I like how they have to say it's low-fat. You know, it can't just be milk. It's specifically low-fat, like there's the nutritional value.
Well, everybody knows that feces is high in fat, so you got to count it out.
I tell you what, I'd rather somebody weave me with a knife and throw in feces and piss at me. You know?
On several other occasions, he showed up in a wrestling outfit, banged on the windows when he was not allowed in. Of course, security doesn't let anyone in the building unless they have an employee card to open the door. And he also threatened to kick people's asses.
Thanks to this asshole, I had to fucking call into Wrestling Observer Live and reassure everyone that it was not me, that I did not go crazy in stocking blue pants and got shot trying to do it. Especially when it came out he was Hispanic, then I'm sure everyone thought it was me. But no, it was not me. It was some guy who was even more of an idiot and asshole than me. And this cycle's everywhere, and it's actually a good thing that the only person who got hurt was this dude, because he actually sounds like he could have, like, grabbed Lita, threw her in the trunk of his car, and we never see her again. And luckily, that, you know, I hate to say this, but it's actually too bad they didn't actually finish the job, because I think even more than Bram, this is a pattern, and this is a pattern that's going to get worse and worse, and hopefully it won't lead to somebody getting hurt. That's not him, and by that I mean one of the wrestlers, you know what I mean? I don't want to read that Bailey or Alexis seriously, and then they find her in the trunk of a car in the bottom of a river somewhere. So this is the one to me that's the scariest, because this is a dude who could actually, you know, Snick is an old man. It's not like he's going to kill anyone else. You know what I mean? So this is like probably the scariest of the one. Luckily, you know, it ended up with him being shot and, you know, like that. But yeah, what a crazy, crazy motherfucker.
I never kissed on that much. I never liked anything that much. I use the toilet. I don't use my waist for anything else. You know?
Isn't that the truth?
I've Halloween never... when I was younger, and we shit bombed somebody's house. Put it in the bag and lit it on fire.
Wow. I've obsessed about things. Like all my life, I've been obsessed with things, but never to this level. Come on.
What about when Eddie Vedder's never got like a restraining order against you or anything?
That is a negative. No, that has not happened. As much as people want to put that on me, that is, in fact, incorrect and false. But, wow. Wow, that's, I don't have a lot of words to say about that. It's a funny
story, but it's really not funny, you know what I mean? In reality.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, this guy, he needs to go somewhere to find help.
We're having to write people love letters and shit like that, these women you obsess over. Now you got to install your fecal matter and your urine and stuff like that. Jesus Christ.
By the way, think about this. I really like Lita. In fact, I'm going to write I love Lita on a whiteboard. But you know what would really impress her? Is if I took a deuce in a bucket and I peed in it and I mixed it with milk and smeared it on the building, that ought to get her attention.
No wonder AJ Lee retired.
Gosh, I'm sure she would come out of the building, see that smear all over the building, and say, oops, I'm going on with this guy.
Right?
What the heck?
Maybe he was doing all that stuff with his fecal matter because if I'm using that, everybody in there is going to think I'm too crazy to whip my ass or something like that. Nobody wants to touch me. I know I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'd call the police and point. That's what I'd do. I'm going near this fucking guy.
Oh, my goodness. What is the matter with people? Speaking of what is the matter with people, Hulk Hogan was on Good Morning America this last week. Oh, my goodness. The Hulkster can't help himself. He just cannot help himself.
It's something he should have done, but something he should have done next year, at least. You know what I mean?
And in a different way, with a different excuse.
Yeah. Yeah. This whole show is about people who can't help themselves, basically.
And people just lay low, it'll blow over. I mean, you know, come on.
Oh, yeah. If he would have kept his mouth. Anyway, here's the story. Hulk Hogan was on Good Morning America. Hulk says his life was in shambles at the time he went out on his N-word rant. Things were so bad, he contemplated suicide. Hogan appeared on Good Morning America and tried to explain where his head was in 2006 when he repeatedly hurled racial slurs in a rant caught on video. I was at the point where I wanted to kill myself, you know. I was completely broken and destroyed and said, what's the easiest way out of this? I mean, I was lost. Hogan said he begged his fans for forgiveness over using the word and insisted he's not a racist at heart. I'm not a racist, but I never should have said what word I said. It was wrong, and I'm embarrassed by it. Hogan also said he inherited racial bias from growing up in Tampa back in the day, explaining people need to realize that you inherit things from your environment. And when I grew up in South Tampa, in Port Tampa, it was really rough neighborhood and very low income. All my friends and I greeted each other saying that word. Really? Really. Because I've had black friends, and I've never, ever once thought, hey, my N, how are you?
I might say, homie.
Good night.
Nope. Anything funny.
I got an explanation on the Bram re-signing thing.
Okay.
Okay, well, one of the guys, he tweeted, the Bram re-signing thing was a bot. Every time you mention him, the bot tweeted the signing news. So I guess anytime you type the word Bram, the bot responded. So that's why every day he was getting re-signed and re-signed.
Well, is there not one that every time you mention Impact canceled on Destination America, something comes up and yes, they're not canceled.
Hmm.
But going back to Hulk Hogan.
Interesting.
Yeah, he just he can't help himself. He's so used to being in the spotlight. He would have just waited a little while, you know, maybe more than a little while, it would blow over. It wouldn't be a big thing. He could wait a year, come back, apologize, come back a hero almost, basically. But he has to be in the spotlight. He cannot not be in the spotlight. So he does it to him, and he comes off. Now, as far as his explanation, I'm not going to shit on him as much as a lot of people are saying, oh, that's bullshit or whatever. I mean, I don't know how it was in Tampa or wherever, but I do know me, myself, growing up with my friends, we said the most hateful, vile shit to each other as a greeting. You know what I mean?
Sure.
We talked so bad about each other's mothers. We referred to each other as the N-word, as a whole lot of other things, as a bunch of Mexican slurs. The white guys, there were a couple white guys in the group. They had to hear all the white fucking shit. I mean, we were just, it's just how we were because we were friends and it didn't offend us and it was our personal group. But, you know, as much as I would say shit like that, I don't go to public places, other places and do that in public. You know, I'm just going to say it when we're like, you know, hanging out in the backyard or some shit like that. I'm not stupid enough to go to a restaurant and go, hey, what's up, you fucking asshole? I fucked your mother last night, this, that, or whatever. You know what
wow.
I mean?
Get that drop.
Yeah, but
hey, I'm from the South, so I've said, I'm not going to say I've never said anything, but, you know, because you just grow up hearing that stuff that sounds almost normal, and I'm not excusing anything I ever said, but, I mean, I'm not going to say I've never said anything like that, so, you know, I just never said anything in front of anybody that could kick my ass. You know, smart.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I've said those words. You know, I don't think there's a person alive that can't say they've said something off color.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended. But I mean, it's just, you know, people do dumb things, and you try to prove a point, or you. You know, you don't think everybody's got a little bit of bias in them, you know, I mean, and, you know, let's say I like Pizza Hut better than, you know, X other chain, you know, I'm biased to this chain, you know what I mean? Everybody's got some kind of bias in them. And, you know, people say dumb things, especially when, you know, there's liquor being poured or, as in Hogan's case, you've just gotten laid by your best friend's wife. You know, people say dumb things. But the way he was saying it was not a greeting. He was talking about another person.
Yeah,
he was talking. He wasn't greeting anybody. He wasn't, you know, they weren't broing down. He was talking about another person and referred to that black man as the N-word, and that is wrong.
He was saying it because he was pissed off about something. He was
right.
Saying it with a lot of hate in it. You know, he wasn't trying to be funny. And bottom line is, don't do creepy shit like making porno tapes with your best friend's wife while he knows about it. And
hold on, let me write that down. Yeah. Okay, do not make porno with best friend's wife. Okay, got a note. Okay, good. I will not do that. I will put that
go to Florida and tattoo it on that crazy guy's forehead because he... probably won't get it special.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Don't
so,
get
yeah.
your fingers
oh,
up at the Taliban or whatever, you know.
All I know is that in a few years, it's going to be a Raw, or it's going to be a pay-per-view, or it's going to be something, and Hulk Hogan's music's going to hit, and everyone's going to go fucking crazy for him. He will be forgiven at some point. It's Hulk Hogan, for God's sake, goddammit. He's an all-American hero. He encouraged kids to take their vitamins, you know, and say their prayers, and, you know, you can't hold a good man down like Hulk Hogan. But,
the bad thing is he won't shut up. He won't leave things alone. He just has to be in the limelight. I don't know if his mom and dad didn't give him enough attention when he was younger. I don't know what possesses a man to do this, but even after the incident, he was reposting and and putting, you know, retweets up, and it's like, Hulk, just turn off your phone. Get away from social media. Let things die. And he just can't help himself.
I don't think he knows how to live without the camera or the video cameras or shit like that. I don't think he knows how to. I think he's so adjusted to being Hulk Hogan and always being Hulk Hogan and being in character and telling his tall tales. I don't think he knows how to be a normal person anymore. I think you could say that with a lot of wrestlers, like Ric Flair, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. It's just like he has to have attention. He can't not go without it. It's just it's in his blood now. He has to be the center of attention because he's been for so long. And, you know, he's just going to keep putting his foot in his mouth until he finally does just step away. Just step away for a little while. That's all he has to do. And everything will be all right. And, you know, until he does that, like I say, he's going to keep putting his foot in his mouth. He's going to keep looking like a dumbass. But, like I say, it's Hulk Hogan. He will recover.
I always hate the, you know, when things like this happen. I see why they do it, but I never liked, like, the big hardcore, you know, emotional apologies, because it just sounds so, comes off so phony. You got caught and now you're apologizing for something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I always look at stuff.
Yeah, I haven't.
Hard to take it sincere.
I mean, with Hogan, I mean, when I was a kid, I ate up everything he said, and then I got a little bit smarter, and I got a little bit older, and I don't believe anything that man does. I don't believe that he's, you know, breathing oxygen. You know, I question everything he does. So, you know, it's sad that he really brought everything on himself.
Yeah.
Not so much that you're sorry that you did it, but you're sorry that you got called saying it more than anything.
Right. Yeah. Well, Craig's only got a few minutes, so let me throw out the plugs real quick. Everyone check out AngryMarks.com. You can always download and stream our show at AngryMarks.com along with a lot of other shows. Check out AngryMarks.com. You can also download and stream our show at blogtalkradio.com/Cotrera and older shows at blogtalkradio.com/Edward-Laredo. You can follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo, and you can follow me at Twitter at Ed in San Antonio.
And you can follow me on Twitter for all your wrestling needs at my last name, Proper, and the word Jam, so Proper Jam on Twitter.
You can go to youtube.com/Cotrera. I got a bunch of old wrestling stuff up there. I'm adding, like, I got a bunch of Memphis playlists up there. I'm adding, like, an episode a week to Memphis 1989, if you're into that kind of stuff. So, it's good stuff up there.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, any last thoughts before you go, Curry?
Any last thoughts? No. I'm hoping for a better week next week. It's been a weird week, and I don't particularly need to see that again. It really hit me recently that it's like, okay, Hulk Hogan is racist, and he's a liar, and he can't stay out of the limelight. Rowdy Piper, dead. Also threatened one of my, you know, good friends.
I don't think he was wrong there. I think he was.
Totally I didn't say he was. I didn't say he was. But and then you got Snuka. You know, it just all my heroes were dicks.
Yeah, like Lance Storm says, sometimes you don't want to meet your heroes because sometimes they're not very hero-like in real life.
That's right. All right, gentlemen, I hope you have a great 3-day weekend. Same goes to all of our listeners. Enjoy it. Spend some time with family and friends, and we'll talk to you next week. See you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Later, Couture, we pretty much covered all the big news, and I'm kind of trying to watch this iPay-per-view as we do the show, so unless you have something you really, really want to talk about, I guess we could go ahead and wrap up, too.
No, that's fine.
Okay, cool. I'm surprised we got everything in exactly like 1 hour. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll go ahead and let everyone go, and we'll be back next week. And like Craig said, hopefully we'll have some happy shit to talk about for once. And here I am back to where I can't find a guy. Oh, here it is.
Be the man! You gotta beat the man! You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the American shit! Let's go hook him up!
Tonight.